Hello, this is Becca with Esplanade Land Design. How may I help you?
Hi, Becca. This is Shalette. I'm calling from Local Splash. How are you today?
I'm doing good, Shalette. How are you doing?
I'm good, good. I've been watching over your account and talking to other departments every day since we've talked, and the problem is not completely resolved yet. One piece is, but the bigger picture is not. So I just wanted to let you know they're still working on it. What has happened so far is they were able to get all your, before it was showing your Google reviews, I'll talk about, was showing Google reviews that are not even a part of the Google listing we're dealing with. And,
okay.
And so they did get it updated to where it, your dashboard is including the 13 reviews that should be there, but what they haven't been able to do is get rid of the ones that shouldn't be there yet. And so
right.
That apparently is still an issue, and I didn't want you to think I wasn't working on it, so I just wanted to check in with you.
Yeah. Okay, I'm on the site, and one of the things that I wanted to be able to do is we do follow-up emails from an autoresponder, and we send them our review link. How do I get a review link for the for my Google?
Sure. Give me just one moment. I'm going to check on what I have and make sure I get you one. Just a moment. Because it's not linked there like it normally would be. So something's still clearly crossed up on that page, but I'm going to get you a link. Just a moment. It'll take just about 1 minute, and I'll be right with you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, the link's creating now. I have a link, and I'm just going to look at my options for getting it to you, okay?
Okay.
Well, let's see. Do you want me to send it in an email or a text?
Yeah. No, email would be better.
Okay. Becca.EstebanLandDesign@gmail.com, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, just a moment. In the future, when the review tab is fixed, You'll have another option in addition to this link. I don't know if you were aware of it before, but there would be a button that says request review. And what that'll be, the way you'd use that is when you're not even talking to somebody, but you have the contact information, you can use put in their name and phone number and push send. And it sends them a request asking them to leave you a review. And the link is in there. But that, until they fix that, it's just not there yet. Just a moment.
Yeah.
And I'll confirm what you're getting there.
We like to include our Better Business Bureau and our Yelp because we're trying to build those reviews up too.
Right. Then you're going to need to manually use this link and add it to what you're doing. Okay. Yep. So I just sent the email if you want to check it.
Okay. Not yet.
That's okay. You know how that is when you're watching for an email.
I did not get it.
Okay, just another moment.
Okay, there I got.
Great.
Okay. And then, okay.
So when you click on that link, it takes them straight to Google as if they've already hit the button that worked to leave a review. This is where that link will take them.
Okay, that came, when I clicked on that link, it came up to your business on Google.
Well, that's because you are already the owner. You have access to the Google listing.
Oh, okay.
With the email that you're using. So it would be somebody else on a different device not connected to your email.
Okay, I get it.
But the fact that it took you there confirms that it's the right link.
Okay. So then you're saying I would want to be in a different...
Well, no. You can copy that link and add it to any emails, send it to anybody you want. I'm just saying that the person you send it to is going to have a different experience when they open it because it's not their business.
I'm going to send it to my personal email and see what happens.
On a different device?
No, it's on the same device.
Okay, we'll see if you could get the same experience if this device is also linked to the business email.
Just check and see. I just want to make sure, because I'm setting up my autoresponder, and I want to make sure that the links are working.
Absolutely. You don't want to send out a link that's not for sure. So I'm testing it on my end, and it brings up the Google listing, and then it takes one more step, and it goes to the part where I could start typing a review.
Okay, so it works from your end?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So I guess with you, if you're going to test it with somebody, maybe Esteban's device or somebody's device that's not in any way connected to your email.
Okay. Yeah, because the same thing happened.
Okay. So it's taking you to the Google listing, but because you own it, then that's why it's showing you that.
Right, right. Okay. So, so there's really no way I can test this? Oh, maybe I do have an email. Okay.
You have to be tested on some other device that's not.
Yep. The other thing I'm going to ask you about is, got an email earlier today from listings at Local Splash.
Okay, that's us.
It says, greetings for the day. I am Sharon from Google Business Profile Support Team. Thank you for contacting us about business profile Esteban Land Design. I understand you are trying to add third-party websites on your business profile. And
okay.
I don't even know who did this.
Okay, and I'm reading this email too. And I went to your Google listing to see what are they talking about. And, you know, your right website is on the Google listing. I was wondering if you tried to add something. But in any case, your Google listing is fine, whatever it is.
You know, we haven't tried to add any website, any third-party website.
Got it. And I can't imagine why we would. You have one website. And let me just double-check. But I see this email, too. So, let me see if I get an answer while we're still on the phone. So
okay.
I don't have to call back on this. Basically, I'm going to say it's absolute. There's nothing for you or me or anyone to need to do. But to just wonder why it happened or what happened is a different question. But whatever it was, if they didn't do it, and we're not trying to do something, then it's going to be fine. But let's see if I can get some answers. Okay, I've thrown that question out there. I don't know if I'll get an answer right now. Give it a moment.
Yep.
Oh, just another moment. Okay. Nobody's responding now. They could be in a meeting or away from their desk. I don't know what it is. I'm going to say nothing for you to respond to for sure.
Okay.
I'm looking at the Google listing. It's absolutely fine. Don't see that we're trying to do anything here. So I've put out that question, and as soon as I do have an answer, I'll follow up with you again about that part too. Otherwise, it looks like that fix may take a little bit of time. It's been slow moving to figure out why. I mean, it normally can't show our dashboard. Normally can't show information from two different Google business profiles. And we don't even see the old one that gave those bad reviews, right? We don't even have that information, see it, know how it would be linked. But like you said, it was linked wrongfully in the past. So all I know is they were had, if we look at your account, the right one is in there. I can see it. That's all they see. They got it to add, but it's still not something in our dashboard is not correcting. So is only something that you can see and we can see, but we'll get to the bottom of that, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, because it's very important, as I mentioned earlier, we're in the process of testing results.
Sure.
And, and wanting to evaluate, results to our ROI, what's our return of investment for this. And if we don't have accurate information, it's really very, very difficult. Then we have to sift and sort through the dashboard to try and figure out, how is this impacting our business. So that's one of the main reasons we need the dashboard to be accurate.
Absolutely. Of course, I mean, we provide this dashboard for that reason. And the only benefit that you have over some clients is that you're already the owner of your own Google listing. So the reviews tab that's not correct on our dashboard, or even the Google Insights that are not correct on the dashboard yet, is all available to you on your actual Google business profile. A lot of clients we work with don't actually manage their own Google listing, so they would never see that.
Okay. So now let me ask you this. If I sent out the link that you gave me, that would take them to the could I start using that link?
Yes, the link itself is working absolutely fine. There's nothing wrong with your Google listing, and that link is good and correct. It's just our connection to the dashboard for showing.
Yeah. Okay, very good. Well, you've been very helpful. And about that, trying to add a third party, when you figure out am I missing something, let me know what that's all about. Okay.
Sweetie? Right, because somebody requested something, so we do want to know what it is. Okay.
Yeah.
I sure will.
Okay. Sounds real good then. Thank you so much for your help today.
You're welcome. You have a good day too.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.